Good morning, Mashcasters. Yeah, I did my season one, episode two. This will be my season one, episode three. Still on the same subject about fascism and fascist. And it's a little bit personal, cause as I'm doing. This episode, sometimes I feel like what's been going on in the past and the present really affects her, the way we live, the way we live as human beings. So I really love to keep my episode really discreet and straight to the point, so that I don't get in the way or I don't get to offend anyone. But okay, let's just start. So, still on the same topic of fascist and fascism, I'm trying to, to get your views, to help you understand where we come from and where we're headed, and, just try to change and mend our ways as humans. And, so, hope you enjoy, Mashcasters. It's always a pleasure to be here. And, so... Latter-day fascists are left unchecked, and they will undo us all. It's a quote that has been in my head for a couple of days now, and it is really deep. Trying to understand what it really means, why I decided to do this. But I really like it, and this is why it's called Mashcasting. So without further ado, let's try jump in. Our episode one was called Let's Talk About Fascist, and I did explain a few items to it. Then episode two was just revisiting the episode one and the original topic itself, just trying to analyze everything. So we are at episode three, so the premise of the fascist is really simple, really really simple. I will bring back the golden age. That's what they tell us. I will tame these others and send them packing. I will restore your lost glory. Vote for me, follow me, fight for me. I will make us great again. So these are the words, great fascists use to lure us into their den and, make us do stuff that is inhuman, or even just do things that are inhuman to humans. So fascists are very skilled storytellers and propagandists. Hitler used roof-raised speeches at rallies, posters and leaflets to build his base. Modern fascists use social media and bought armies to propagate their messages. Big businesses are often part of the game, participating in this distortion of the economy while funding the rubber roses. You see, so I think as individuals we have seen such kind of leaders and not to mention names, but it's high time we realize what we really want, not at a personal individual level, but as a community or a country. We need to really understand where we're headed, past scars, past rumors, past propaganda. What are we doing to help our country grow? You see, because most of the time the first world countries are the first world countries because they know what they're supposed to be doing at a specific time. Third world countries might change to a third world country to a second world country if the citizens and the countrymen decide to choose an alternative that best suits the country and the citizen. So it depends. For instance, let's look at a country like China. For decades now, China has been has been named the sleeping tiger for a while. And in reality, it is a sleeping tiger because they have learned to use their resources in their to their advantage. You see? So China can create an exact replica of anything. You see? So we need to really understand what creates fascist, and how can we change that idea. You see, it's not inborn, it's just someone just coming up with a certain topic, debates on it for a few days or a few weeks or even a year. Then once he or she releases it to the public, it corrupts the mind of people and they turn against each other. And I will quite mention something that is quite, you know, of the book, and it's really painful, and I'm so sorry if it's going to affect anyone. But in my country, in 2007, we had a post-election violence and stuff, and people really suffered a lot. People lost their homes, people lost their lives, their loved ones, their livestock. In fact, people lost everything. You see, because neighbors were turning to neighbors, you know, siblings turning to siblings, you know. So it was painful, and I wouldn't really like it to repeat itself again, because it isn't a good picture for humans to do such things to fellow humans, because even animals can't do the same thing to animals. But you know, yeah. So it was a really difficult time, and we wouldn't really like to go back the same thing. You remember how Germany treated Egyptians and stuff. It wasn't really good. It was a, I don't know, catastrophic picture. I can't even imagine of it. But it wasn't really cool. But you know, we're still reliving the same thing year after year, decades after decades, and we can't really find a solution to, you know, to rub it off. And the worst thing about human beings is that we've learned to forgive, but we've not learned to forget. That's the saddest and the most depressing emotion or feeling that humans have. We have not yet, you know, connected with ourselves to let go of things. We're still living in the past. If someone pinched you today, you would forgive him. Or even if someone does something nasty to you, you would forgive them. But the scar still remains. So, for instance, if someone pinches you today, then you forgive, then you walk away. Then after a few weeks, while you're walking down the aisle, down the street, you see someone else pinching someone. That feeling comes back. That picture comes back. And yeah, we never forget, because that's how we were created. But you know, it's a decision. It's something that we have to take upon ourselves to really understand that, you know, you can free yourself from certain things, because they're not really worth it. Why should I beat up someone because of the way they look, or where they come from, or their religion, their skin color, their, you know, everything? Why should I do it? Why should I mistreat someone because I feel they're not worthy living? Why should I just look at someone begging me not to do something bad to them, then I end up doing something bad to them? You see, it's... I know evil will still be there. Yeah, no doubt about it. But we need to change our ways. As humans, we need to see the world in a certain angle. Yeah, and that's the way to live. So, I know sometimes I get really personal about this. And yeah, because it gets to my nerves at some point, because it's not really inhuman. But, well, okay. I think things will work out. I'm hopeful that things will work out. People will start seeing the bigger picture. And yeah, we'll be good. And the result is predictable. Growing legions of gullible and desperate people who stand behind the grandstanding leader, ready to believe that their circumstances are someone else's fault. Ready to believe that salvation and glory lie in doing whatever the leader asked them to do. Because fascism is based on hatred and resentment, it often leads to extreme violence, added and abetted by the state. Populations are cleansed of others, usually in the most savage and barbaric ways. You see what I mean? It's quite deep. Man. So that ethnic purity can be achieved. Neighboring states are invaded so that they can be submused in the greater glory of the fascist. Human rights are ignored because those being attacked are regarded as less than human. Is it what I mean? Because I don't know. So, okay. None of this leads to any good. Fascist owns contradiction usually bring it down. The removal of social and economic freedoms can be a hallucinatory period of rapid growth, but placing a nation's economy decisions in a few misguided hands always bring ruin in its wake. Promoting or favoring specific ethnic group might bring a few elite some oversized wealth for a period, but the resulting iniquities eventually bring the edifice tumbling. Oppression and suppression people, inexpensive and counterproductive, leading to interrogational strife and relentless conflict. Man, I can go on and on and on and on and on. Oppressing and suppressing people. Listen, oppressing and suppressing people is expensive and counterproductive, leading to interrogational strife and relentless conflict. Most fascists stumble their way after presiding over bloodbath and retardation. The problem is they usually fall after much death, trauma, and discord. Those who support the fascist are left more impoverished than before, but they might only learn this after decades of misconception. Listen to this, but those supporting the fascist are left more impoverished than before, but they might only learn this after decades of misconception. So you see, so I think it just repeats itself. We are reliving the same thing over and over every single year. We are talking about people that are leading us the wrong way, people that are doing this and this and this. So we as humans, as citizens of a country, as the citizens of the world, we are blaming each other for things that don't even really make any sense. Well, you don't have proof, that someone did it. So it's a misconception in our brain that we ignore the fact that maybe they didn't do it, maybe they did it. So we just ignore the fact that they might have not done it, so we just assume they did it. And we really need to change that. Really need to change that. But I hope this episode 3 is going to, you know, help you really understand where we come from and where we're headed. And most of all, I would really, really love to thank you guys for always listening to my podcast. Especially, I have like 3 continents that listen to me now. And every continent, I have like 7 states, more than 8 states that listen to them. Like US alone, I have like 5 states that listen to my podcast. So it's always a pleasure, you know, finding people that, you know, listen to your podcast, interact with them, send some comments on social media, you know, just give you that, man, good work that you're doing. So I really, really appreciate you guys. And thank you to my recent listener all the way from Canada and South Africa. And it shows that there's something that I'm doing, that my message is going out to a wider group of people, people that might change the world. So it's always an honor. And I won't stop at it. I will always bring you good, podcast. My next podcast, before then, I want to give a big shout out to my country, Kenya. Thank you for always supporting me. Yeah, and I promise you I'm going to do, a couple of podcasts in Swahili, because most of you send me some messages on my social media saying that I should upload more than, like 3 or 4 Swahili podcasts. So I'm on it. I'm doing something about it. South Africa, thank you so much for, sending me messages from individuals. I got like 10 people on my list that, consistently every time tell me, you should do a podcast about this. So big up South Africa for, giving me this challenge to do a topic on fascism and fascist. It's really a wide topic, but I'll manage. I have about like another episode, so I'll be done with fascist. And someone from Ukraine asked me to do a podcast on nature, so I'm still on it. That will be my next topic, and I'll be releasing it very soon, maybe by the end of this week. So please stay tuned. So I also have other projects that I'm doing. I'm an instrumentalist, a beat maker, so you can find my beats on my YouTube channel, Ulpo Music, U_RPLE Music. The image on the channel still the same, Ulpo Music. I'm also on Instagram at the same handle, at U_RPLE Music. And also my personal blog, my personal Instagram account, that most of you can reach me out to give me a shout out, to give me maybe the new project you want me to do for meetups, because by the end of this year I want to start doing a live podcast. So the handle is at mash mash underscore th underscore d sorry at mash underscore th underscore don mash underscore th underscore don. That's all about me. And on my Facebook account is Marsh Vinels T-A Tazba. So it is Marsh Vinels V-I-N-E-L-Z T-A-Z-B-A-A. Not even Marsh Vinels. And yeah, so that's basically it. So I really do appreciate for you guys listening to me, tuning in live while you're streaming live, also, you know, offline. It's really a pleasure. And hopefully see you next time. So cheers, have a good time.